What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Basics Podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. Today we got a special episode with a kiteboarder from Germany. Goes by the name of Ben Beholz. He makes some YouTube videos pretty regularly. Super cool dude, super motivated. And I think he makes some cool content that appeals to the everyday kite who wants to progress. So definitely go check him out while you're listening to the episode. Today we talk about YouTube, kiteboarding, chasing your passion, and cutting down your expenses so you can actually spend more time kiting. So let's jump into the episode.
1, 3, 5, go!
Coming from the wild, wild west indies.
So what's up, dude? Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for inviting me, Jake. Nice to be there, actually. I've been actually following along your podcast for quite a while. I really enjoy that. Like, the first episode I saw was the episode with Kevin Langery, actually.
Okay.
And I find it pretty inspiring, like the kind of what kite surfers like don't usually say behind the scene and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was pretty interesting. So big ups for the format. I really enjoy that, actually.
Awesome, man.
Nice.
Yeah, stoked to hear, man. You know, and that's kind of why I started this podcast, because there is a lot of, you know, really passionate people doing a lot of stuff for the sport, and people only see like a very small sliver of it. And there's so much like cool stuff happening and people who are like super motivated. So this is why this podcast exists, is to try and basically, you know, shine some light on that. So, yeah, for you, like, what is your backstory? You know, when did you get into kiting, and, you know, how did, you know, you become this guy who's kiting, making videos and doing all that stuff? Where did that start?
Yeah, actually, I've been starting, like, after school. When I finished school, I finished school with the 12th grade. And then I was searching for something I could do, and I don't want like just start to study and stuff. And then I was like, I went to Egypt for 1 year and started kite surfing. And I actually really enjoyed that. And I really jumped into that like kind of lifestyle or whatever, and started to teach a bit, and yeah, and started to earn some money with the teaching stuff. And yeah, I enjoyed it. And then I got more and more into it, actually. And I think I've never been like, I'm not the most talented rider out there, but I really enjoy the sport. I really love the sport. And that might be the reason like why I'm still hooked to it, and why I'm trying to do it as much as possible. And yeah, it's the lifestyle, it's the sport, it's everything around. I really love that. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I totally relate to that. And I think that happens to pretty much anyone who really gets into kiting. It hooks you because it's such a like unique feeling, gives you a lot of freedom. And
even when I was teaching, I never met a person like, if they got on the board once, they didn't stop anymore. It was like they got hooked. It was like there were like two people who never got on the board. Maybe they were just like, it was not their thing or whatever. And but those people who got on the board, they were hooked forever. Yeah.
So true. I always warn people when they first get into kiting, like, you know, watch out. You got to be ready. It's going to take over your whole life. You're going to be selling all your stuff, getting kite gear, and wanting to, like, travel to all these 6 spots once the hook is in, you know?
Yeah.
Cool, man. So, like, how long have you been actually kiteboarding? When, you know, how many years have you been in the game?
I started in 2011. So it's like, yeah, around 8 years.
Sick.
8 years. You've been kiting for quite a while, right? I heard something. I've got something in mind for about 20 years or something like this.
Yeah, not quite 20 years. I started in like 2003, 2004. So like 15 years.
Wow. Sick. Yeah. Actually, I saw some really, really, I don't know whether they're still online, but some really old videos from your side that were like, I don't know, like on like a small format, really bad quality cameras and this kind of wake style. It was really, really fun to see that. Yeah,
man. You know, I've been at it for a while. I've been wanting to make videos and doing this whole thing like forever. So it's cool that like technology is kind of caught up, and now it's like a lot easier for, you know, a normal person to like make better videos, you know?
Definitely. That's so nice. I mean, everybody can get out there and just start shooting, actually. And that's awesome, man. You don't need much to do with the iPhone. Like, if you have an iPhone or a good mobile phone or a smartphone or whatever, you can make awesome videos with that. It's great.
It's a fun time to be alive, man. And I guess this kind of segues into the next question, you know, because you've been kiting for, you know, 8 years. But when did you decide to kind of start filming and like putting out normal like videos on a regular basis? What sparked you to do that?
That was actually funny because, I've been you once, like, it's quite a while. If this video is called Cruise Mode, do you remember?
Yeah,
this
man,
one?
For sure.
I think it was one of your most successful videos ever, right?
Yep.
It was amazing, like around 500,000 views or whatever. And that was actually kind of, I always was into this like creative stuff. I did music and before and like hip hop music and stuff like this. And and then I kind of got the idea to do it myself. It was like the thing, like exactly the fact we were talking about, like being able to do or to create content with just like a GoPro or whatever, and you don't need much. And yeah, then I bought my GoPro. It was a GoPro 4, like when it just came out. And yeah, I just started to do that. So it must be when it was around that time. And actually, this video was pretty inspiring to me. And when did you release that video? Like 2015 or 2014?
Yeah. I think 2015 was when it came out. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I did like my first, like one year before I did the video, but it was like, I did with a friend of mine. It was like trying to get in there and trying to do something. And that was pretty inspiring. And this was actually when I started to create content like in a regular base, or I tried to. Like as much content as possible. And yeah, like 2015 actually. Yeah.
Damn, sick, dude. Yeah. That's why it's so cool, like putting stuff out there too, because it has like a bigger impact than you think. You know, like you seeing that video now, like spark this, like, ooh, you know, I want to do this. I want to tell my own story, you know?
The good thing as well is like, I mean, we as a creator, we create content and there are people who like watch our content, but at least there are a few of them who really like wants to create as well. And I think it can be pretty motivating for them as well. And that's cool. I mean, if you create and you motivate others to create or whatever, that's the best thing that can happen, actually. I think you've been one of the first guys who created on a regularly basis, aren't you? I mean, there were like several kite videos. Like I remember in 2014 and 2015, I did just like kite videos. It was like just hip to do like videos about 3 minutes from your Brazil trip or whatever. And it was like a lot of this kind of stuff. But this vlogging side, I can't remember like there were persons or like person who did or.
Yeah, I think it was mainly me and Kevin Langerie. I'm not sure who actually started it first, but we were like the only guys pretty much doing that style of video for a long time. At least a year or so. But it's cool, man. Like, you know, I think for me, I spend a lot of time on the internet, a lot of time looking at YouTube videos besides kiting. Like, I don't really get that much inspiration from kiting. I'm just watching, like, how the internet works and what people are doing within different markets. And that's kind of why I decided to do that. I felt like I could, you know?
Yes. You kind of took that inspiration to put it on kiteboarding, to create your kiteboarding content, like the daily vlogging and stuff. Yeah.
Completely. And that kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier, like you seeing Cruise Mode kind of sparked you to make videos. Me seeing Casey like do this style of video sparked me to kind of change my idea of how to make videos. Because back then too, I was kind of the same. Like you make a banger video, it's like 3-4 minutes, it's all action, all this sick stuff. And like for sure, those videos are cool. But the internet's changed a lot now where...
It gets boring, right? Like, it's always the same. You've seen, like, 100 back mobs and stuff, and you don't want to see it anymore. Yeah, I'm totally with you.
Yes, it's so true. Like, for me, I find it hard to, like, watch those videos now because a lot of guys still kind of make those videos, and it's like, it's cool, but, like, what's the story? Like, I want to know you guys. I want to see, like, what's actually happening, and I guess, you know, I've just changed over the years.
But what I love about vlogging and stuff, I try to keep my content, like, as true as possible, like how do you say, as real, like no acting, nothing, just like how it is. And I think that's the beautiful thing about vlogging and this kind of videos. And actually there are so great stories you can tell. Like lately I've been riding on a lake here in Switzerland. It was like 2200 meter high, crazy high, and it was like nobody rode there before, and it was like covered by snow and stuff. It was crazy, and I would never have done that if I wouldn't have to do a vlog about it, you know. It was like, it's more like this thing you see there, and you think, I should go kiting there. No, it's freezing. And then I do a vlog, and then you go. So it's kind of like even motivating thing for yourself.
Oh man, for sure, big time. It forces you to like get out and like really push yourself and get creative and like do stuff just to like create the memory, you know. So yeah, vlogging's cool, man.
For the writing as well. I mean, like, I've never been the guy who was able to crash 100 times to just nail a trick one time. But when I do a video about it or stuff, I feel motivated to do it. I mean, you have it on camera if you land it, and then, like, the motivation is much higher to do it and to go for it. It's a great thing.
Super sick, man. So, like, now are you, like, just doing this full-time, kiting, making videos? Is that, like, your full-time thing?
Yeah, I've got, like, I've got a job, like, I work like 20 hours a week in an architecture office. I studied architecture. And then it was like, I decided to like minimize the costs I need on a daily basis. And to be able to work less, you know, like to be able to work less hours a week. And yeah, I moved into my van. I've got this camper van. It's quite a big van and it's warm even in the winter time here. I mean, in Antigua, you have warm winters, but we have like, can be minus 20 degrees over here. So it's freezing. So you need a good insulation in the car. and that was kind of the decision to like give a shit on the classic way of living, like in a house or like in an accommodation and stuff. You pay lots of money for, but you don't really need it if you're traveling a lot and stuff. And to be able to work less. And the other 20 hours a week, I work on my videos and stuff and do that side. That kind of things. And it's a good balance to me, actually. It keeps my mind active and it keeps myself active, like to do sports and stuff. And I can be creative. And it's actually a good balance for right now. Yeah.
Sick, dude. That's awesome, man. You know, you made it happen. Like, sounds like you had your plan and idea and you actually made the moves to enable you. What's that? Sorry?
Have you studied or what have you done?
Basically after high school, my goal was to kiteboard as much as possible. That was like my only plan. So after high school, I basically started working at a kite school, did some lessons, kept writing, made those old school videos that you watched that were like super bad quality, and just learned about filmmaking kind of back then. And over time, it's just like for me just consistently doing it and having a big homie like Andre Phillip, who was like in the scene, and me just showing interest and like never kind of leaving kiteboarding. Eventually, like opportunities started popping up and enabled me to like keep going, keep building. And yeah, now I get to kind of, this is my full-time thing. It's just making videos, planning trips, and just trying to, you know, bring awareness to like Toner and the guys who support me. So it's amazing, man. Took a long time, but it finally lined up.
I thought a lot about it as well, like to stop work in this architecture stuff and to just do kitesurfing full-time. But then sometimes I think like, I'm scared of losing like the fun on it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You've been talking with Kevin Langery about it. And I find it quite inspiring actually, because this is what happens to me as well. If I like just go kiting every single day, I just can't go kiting anymore. And how do you handle it?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely, you know, there's ups and downs for sure when it's like your passion and your like actual job. Because, you know, it never goes away. You're always thinking about it, always doing it. But for me, you know, it's a good balance of just like the video stuff. Definitely, like, it's still kite related, but it takes up a lot of my time. You know, not so much of my time is actually like kiting, shredding all the time now, because I'm like the only dude creating the videos and editing and shooting a lot of it. So that kind of forces me to take a break, which helps. But yeah, it's just one of those things. You know, you decide and you make your own bed. And for me, it's luckily where I live, it's always pretty nice, beautiful. Like, it's not a hard place to kite. So every session's always pretty much enjoyable. And, you know, it's kind of a break from my work, which is editing videos and doing all this stuff, like when you're actually out in the water. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, how many would you say do you spend an average like on like working on your kiteboarding job a week?
How many hours?
Could you say that or?
It's tricky, man. It varies. It depends on what's happening. Because, you know, right now I try and put out one video a week, and like the actual time of doing that sometimes isn't too bad. It's like a few hours of shooting maybe, and then like maybe 3-4 hours of editing depending on the type of video. But like the in-between time is crazy, dude, because for me, my mind never stops. I'm always like thinking about doing it, which I want to like work on, because that like just burns you out too. You know, sometimes not actually working that much, but like, man, it's like, oh, I want to do this video. I want this idea. I need some more ideas. I got to start planning these trips. And like, it just never stops.
Yeah, that, like the stuff. Like, yeah, you can't like calculate it in hours, but sometimes you've got an idea to shoot something and sometimes you just don't have an idea. And it's kind of like also like, yeah, it's also time you're spending on the product in the end, like without doing anything, just thinking about it, and then kind of you're sitting on toilet having a shit and then fuck, yep. I've got an idea.
And that is the coolest thing about like kind of what we're doing as well too, like because now I have all the gear and stuff, like it's actually easier to execute on ideas, which is fun. And like, that's pretty exciting where it's like, boom, I have an idea right now. Let's go and do it because I have the time to do it. I have the gear. I live in the right place. And that's probably the most enjoying bit for me is actually like being able to actually create these ideas, like force myself to do it. Like, because that's the whole thing when I started doing weekly videos too, because back when I was making videos like Cruise Mode, it was like, you shoot forever, weeks and weeks, and you get a couple clips, and then you spend a freaking month editing it, going back, it's pretty much finished, but then you're sending it over and you're reviewing it, and it's so much perfection, like you're just, you know, so many extra hours doing like the smallest thing.
Yeah, for sure. At the end of the day, you really feel that, I think, and this is actually what I sometimes miss with the, I mean, like everything has an up and a downside, and I really enjoy that upside of daily vlogging, like the reality and the storytelling side and stuff. But sometimes I also miss it to spend like hours in the video to have a perfect video at the end. Like everything is perfect.
I try and like find a balance. You know, obviously every video I make, I do try and make it as good as possible. But I've kind of gotten past the perfection stage because the world of the internet's changed. And like for me, it's kind of about building community. That's my goal, is to really build community, help people, and like really do this, be as authentic as possible and show the true side of what I'm doing, which I still want to get better at. I feel like a lot of times people think I'm just killing it and I'm like this sick guy. And like, for sure, stuff's working, but it's still like a grind. It's still like, there's a lot of figuring out. There's a lot of uncertainty. And I want to like figure out how to like blend that into my content. Maybe that's something that no one cares about, but it's, you know, I just kind of want to show the climb of really building something that will hopefully be here forever, you know. But like for you, so what are your like biggest inspirations within kiting and filming, because you know you're like pretty into it to like be doing all these videos, like you have a motivation. Where do you get that inspiration from as far as like who's your favorite kiter and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually I had like this riders I've been following like, and I took a lot of inspirations from, and but nowadays it turned more like into I'm seeing stuff from outside of kiteboarding and trying to get that in kiteboarding, you know, like for sure. I think you might know Peter McKinnon and stuff, this guy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for sure. For like, sure.
Yeah. And yeah, stuff like this. I enjoy watching that kind of stuff. And yeah, I'm trying to, I think in the kiteboarding scene right now, we have like a few people, like maybe 5 or 6 persons who really push it, like who really are vlogging and creating and trying to push that kind of like creative kite surfing or whatever. And I think it's important to get inspiration from outside, like I've got a rider, he's called Fabio Wittmann, like a bicycle rider. Have you heard about him from Austria?
I don't think so. No. Is he the guy who does all the like BMX, like,
just like everything, like downhill, BMX, everything, street riding and stuff. I'm actually not in bike riding at all. I've got a mountain bike and I go biking quite sometimes. But his content is just like, it's crazy. It's so good. You have to check him out one day. He's called Fabio Wittmann. He's he speaks German, but his content is crazy. Like, I mean, the stunts are insane, and he has like this fun way of like behaving in his videos. And I think right now he's got over 2.5 million subscribers on YouTube. He went big in a really short time. Yeah. And he's actually really inspiring to me. and kind of this stuff from outside of kiteboarding. Yeah,
sick, man. I completely relate to that too, because, you know, kiteboarding is still pretty small, and yeah, like, we're kind of the guys doing it. So I've always been taking inspiration from, like, bigger markets with people who have really, like, Peter McKinnon, like, his whole story is just so sick, because he brought so much value to people who wanted to learn about filmmaking, so much value. Like, even for me, I've been making videos for a long time, and so many of his videos, like, just made this thing that was the most annoying thing to do, like, so easy.
Yeah.
And he did that over and over again. And, like, within a year, he became one of the top YouTubers, which is just insane. It's, like, so fast, you know?
But also really nice, like, his behavior is really nice. Like, his way of talking, and you really start listen to what he's saying. Like, I don't know how to call it, like, a band, you really, like, want to know everything what he says. Like, he's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, he gets your full attention.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he like, completely changed the game for, like, tutorials, because, you know, there are always tutorials on the internet where you can learn about whatever, but most of them are pretty boring and, like, just completely information driven. That's it. Whereas he brought this, like, flair, like, comedy and, like, fun and sick cinematics for teaching you, like, the stuff that probably already exists on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
And that was the cool thing about his work.
Maybe we should make him kiteboarding one day, like,
That's my goal, man. I want to get all those guys kiting. Him, John Olsen, all the top guys. Because, again, kiting is a cool sport. You know, if they know about it and they have the chance, they'll for sure want to give it a go.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for sure, like, always, and as well, I watch the videos, like, from you guys, Kevin Langery and stuff. And yeah, I mean, it's inspiring as well. And nowadays, I also see it from, like, this side of, like, I watch what kind of content works, what kind of content doesn't work, and I'm trying to understand why doesn't it work. I mean, sometimes I've got an idea and I think that must be super interesting, then I do a video about it and nobody wants to see it. And sometimes you just think, oh, that's boring. I'm gonna do it. You do it and it's like everybody wants to see it. It's crazy. And that's also, I mean, that's also kind of inspiration to look what the others are doing and how their content is working, and
man, it's a fun game. It's always a big experiment, you know. It kind of never ends,
and you never know how good the video is running. I mean, like, before, I don't have an idea at all.
And, like, so, like, what are your actual big goals with this whole thing? You know, you're kiting, making videos, like, what is your dream scenario to kind of come out of this after however many years of doing all the time? What would be, like, the sick thing to happen to make all this hard work worthwhile, you know?
I think, like, it's about the journey. It's not, I don't have this goal. I just want to keep enjoying what I'm doing. And right now, really enjoy that. And I want to keep on enjoying that. And this is actually my big goal, to grow, like, to always have new ideas and to be able to try stuff and to be healthy, like, I mean, this is, like, the basic for everything, to be healthy, to be able to ride. And yeah, it's about the journey. I don't have this goal, like, at the end of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough, dude. That's legit.
What about you, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's similar. Like, when I started this whole vlog, all my vlogs especially, like, those are kind of, like, creating memories and, like, stuff that I'll be able to show to, like, my kids or whoever, like, just my grandmother, like, be able to show these, like, really cool things that even I don't see them, how they end up in the video. Like, the video always makes it even better than real life sometimes. And that was my main goal with that stuff, is to create these memories. And, like, over time, it's kind of developed. I do want to, like, build some, like, a good business around what I'm doing, because I'm very passionate about it, but it's something that I want to actually, you know, build a business around it, build something that's sustainable and enables me to kind of do exactly like what you're saying, just continue doing it. Continue growing, continue doing more things. And
consistency is king. I mean, this is the most important thing, to continue, always be consistent with the content and stuff. And
yep, consistency, that's, like, the main ingredient for actually building a community, you know, consistently feeding people and bringing value every single time. Every time someone clicks on your video, you want to leave them with at least something. They're like, sweet, I'm happy I spent my time on this and I want to come back. I want to see this guy win, you know. That's kind of my goal, I guess.
Yeah. I've actually had an idea about like a new format. I think you have seen my latest video, the Rip series, like the first episode with the Back to Blind nose grab. And I thought it would be fun actually to do that kind of stuff. Like, do you know, have you heard about the water bucket challenge? Like, it's kind of like you do something and then you're like, I don't know, whatever, you do an experiment or you do something funny and then you invite a friend to do it as well, and he invites a friend as well, and he invites a friend as well. And I thought it would be fun, like, to try something out, like with a YouTubers and kiteboard, like with the kiteboarding YouTubers, to like go for a trick, whatever, like, you, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever, like, the hardest trick for you is. Yeah.
And just go for it, like doing a Rip series about it, and like then inviting, for example, another rider, like, I invite you and say, like, Jake, I did it. What's about you? What you want to try it and stuff? And then you do a video about it, and you invite the next one. And I think that could be pretty funny, because, like, for the followers, it must be pretty interesting. Like, all the different riders, like, their progress on the same trick and how they handle it with the same trick. And what I saw, it's like it's not so much. Like followers on YouTube, it's like all of us, we've got kind of the same guys plus some extra guys, and I think for the followers who subscribed all of us, it must be like pretty insane. What do you think?
Yeah,
about
it's definitely
it?
A pretty interesting idea, man. It could catch on, where, like, you know, you shout on and everyone starts doing it, and, you know, actual people who watch the video start doing it. Yeah, it could be pretty interesting.
Yeah, maybe I will invite you for my next episode. I will start the next trick. I'm working on it right now, and in the end of the episode, I'm gonna invite you, and you can decide whether you take the challenge or not. And if you make it, you have to invite the next rider. So it could be quite funny.
Sick, dude. Let's do it. Let's get the ball rolling. That'd be pretty exciting. Spice things up a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool, dude. Yeah.
So,
I guess kind of rounding up here, anything else you want to touch on while we're here? Because I kind of just wanted to dive into your story. You know, I just wanted to learn a little bit more about you, and, like, you know, because I see your videos on YouTube, but I didn't really know, you know, much more about you. So that was kind of the goal of this podcast, just to kind of, you know, dive into.
Yeah, quite interesting to me as well, actually. And I mean, yeah, for sure. It's always nice to find out more about the person behind that videos. I mean, they're always different from how you see them in the videos and stuff.
Yeah. And I give a lot of props to, you know, people who are, like, you know, devoting their time to something and actually creating an impact, you know, because, like, the stuff you're doing, like, you're definitely gaining some traction and people are finding value in what you're doing. So it's just cool to, you know, give some love back and, you know, dive into just the story behind someone devoting all their energy to something, you know. And, like, a couple more questions too, like, where are you actually from? Like, where are you born and raised, and where are you living now and all that stuff?
Yeah, I'm born, like, in South Germany, like next to the Swiss border. And then I moved to North Germany to study. And in North Germany, we have got, like, the seaside. We have got the North and the East Sea. And this is definitely the better place to kitesurf. And I went there to study to kitesurf. And yeah, now I kind of came back to South Germany. And I really found this, like, this beautiful lakes over here. Like, they are all thermal. And like in the summertime, you've got wind every single day. Like, for example, Lake Como, I think the season starts at the beginning of April and ends in end of November, which is like 9 months. This is pretty insane for Germany. You know, usually it's pretty cold over here.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of traveling. I don't have, like, a base anymore. I've got my van, and I set everything up how I needed to work from my van. I've got, like, internet on my mobile phone, and I use it as a hotspot and stuff. And so I'm completely, I've got like a solar panel on my roof, and I've got electricity and stuff. And that's pretty nice. So
yeah,
I'm free. And this is, like, how I live as well. I mean, I spend 20 hours a week in front of my office to work. And this is used to be, like, from Monday to Wednesday or Thursday sometimes, and yeah, then I go whatever I want to do. And I don't enjoy flying that much anymore. I used to fly a lot in the like last year and the year before and stuff, but for right now it's definitely my dream, yeah.
Okay guys, so that pretty much sums up today's podcast episode. Big ups to Ben for taking the time to chit chat. Super cool talking to another passionate filmmaker and kiteboarder. Definitely go check him out on YouTube and Instagram at Ben Beholds on YouTube. And also you can check out myself at Jake Kelsick everywhere. We just got back from an insane trip to Turks and Caicos with the Heli Kite crew. If you guys don't know who Heli is, basically they're an awesome adventure company who is focused on creating awesome kite experiences all over the globe. And we just finished a week in Turks where we got to kite, shred and explore every inch of the island. So super fun trip. If you haven't seen the videos on YouTube, I highly recommend checking them out right now. And if you're looking for an awesome kite trip, make sure you head over to heli.life, scope out what they got going on. They'll definitely be stoked to fire you guys up on the dream kite trip. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there. All right, guys, big thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you guys soon in another episode of the Basics Podcast. Peace, love, and big ups.